It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
And it's going. Oh, God. Being able to lounge back, you know, after a long day. It feels right. There's something in the air that feels like
sexual.
Sexual and chaotic.
Yeah, and that's a good mix.
If you mix those two things, let me tell you, it gets ravenous. Can I have one? I'm going to get a can.
I have one.
Fuck. Can you cut it in half?
You know, all the powder all the powder comes out. Yeah, that'd be great.
Nah, I got to go get a can after this. You want to go with?
Yeah, I need one as well.
Get a little milk right here. Just, you know, okay. Babe, it's gone. Can I have it?
Are you so like for I'm not even gonna say an amount of money, it's millions of dollars. Are you giving the first part of the blow, like are you giving the full blow job without the coming or just the cum?
Or the finisher.
Just the load.
The finisher.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing the first part and less messy. But that's a lot of gluck. No, like you're actually doing the gluck.
It gets pretty messy.
Yeah.
Like all their spit and shit. And there's like.
Their
spit, the girls, when they're doing it to you.
Oh, usually. I thought you meant like, what do you sit back there and go.
No, like their spit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think less messy than getting a load in your mouth, I think. But
yeah, you have to swallow. Actually, I don't want it in my mouth either way.
Yeah, I'm I don't scared. Think it makes it any less worse.
I'm going with the.
So like a brief, like it's like $10 million. Like you got to get, or like $100 million. You got to give.
Can I ask one question? Just one. Is it a straight man?
Doesn't matter. It's just, it's a glory hole. It's a dick.
Oh, fuck.
Just a dick and balls in the glory hole.
Man,
the glory hole.
I think a man knows what a man wants. I think I could get him there quick. But if it's a gay man.
Yeah, but that's
I don't
not
know
the point. That's not the point.
Wants.
It's either you give the first like 90 seconds of it or whatever. Or
do you think you're finishing him off in 90 seconds?
No. No.
You're finishing him off in 90.
The first part of a blowjob versus the end part. That's what it is. Oh, okay. The end, it's just like you're literally just taking the fucking load.
Yeah, I know. But 90 seconds.
I don't know. I just threw a time out there. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Are you giving the first? So that's going to be a little bit of mm-hmm. time. You're glug glug 9,000.
Yeah.
That's gross. Or are you just at the end? Fast and quick, but messy.
Yeah, I'm doing the first part.
I think I'm doing the first as well.
Yeah, because then
but is it more gay though that you're doing the first because you're actually fucking just going to town sucking.
Well, I'm
off.
Gonna have to get into it because I gotta make him get there. Or else it's up to me to get this money.
Are you gonna give like the are you gonna give the
fucking 10 fingers on it?
Yeah, I'd do the first part too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think.
I mean, but if we're talking about getting the most bang for your buck on time, you take the end because it's like, okay, that's 30 seconds of hell.
I think it's when the penis started pulsating as it's coming. I couldn't do it.
Oh.
You know, when it's like.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. No.
But you could do the rest of the blowjob.
Yeah, because it's all up to me. I mean, at that point,
it's all up to you.
I mean, you know. I'll twist the wrist a little bit, you know, do the whole thing. I got to get in there as fast as possible. As fast as possible. Because then, dude, I mean, once I'm out, I mean, fucking, I get that bag. What would suck is if you didn't make him finish. You did all that for nothing. Oh. And he's just like, I'm tired.
Well, in this scenario, that's not the question. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an actual glory hole? I've seen one or two, maybe.
Where?
Like Vegas?
Like over the bathroom or something?
Truck stop.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I put my finger through it. I'm like, hello.
why would you do that?
No, I didn't actually do that.
I was like, Jesus. A lot of fluids probably on there.
All I feel is I'm like, oh no. You have a little smiley face on it.
Ew. In a stall door?
Yeah.
Wait, someone sat there with like a fucking drill bit and they'll drill the hole?
I don't know how they make the hole so good. Because I feel like it's in prison where they like slowly chisel it away.
Did they do that in prison?
No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Shawshank Redemption where he slowly chisels away his way out of the prison. And somehow got that poster perfectly taut.
Oh, yeah.
From the inside. Yeah. Yeah, so we're both sucking it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Slapsticks and Around the Lunch Table, episode
116.
116. First and foremost, I want to start off with our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
Then want to shout out our second sponsor, Liv Stallion, Never Be Tamed, a boneless fitness page started by ATLD's own Brandon Battiato. You can look up on Instagram, Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O, streams Monday through Friday. James, take it away.
Got moles, if you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern, southern Tacoma. They're your premier mole exterminator using chemical-free methods, yada, yada, yada. Atlas Aeration. They make your lawn look just fucking amazing. Not ours yet, but they are getting there. And we got an HOA infraction today. We'll talk about that in a second. Then last but not least, our newest sponsor, PuffTag. PuffTag.com. Check it out. I'm not going to promote it anymore because, I don't know, we'll get in trouble.
Okay, what HOA violation?
Yeah, we got an HOA violation.
For what?
Our lawn. Dude, okay, so I'm going to fucking open this. One, okay, is it just me or when you say you're going to join an HOA, you're like, yeah, they probably don't actually care. Oh, apparently fucking someone snitched that our lawn was bad or
dude,
something.
You see the people's lawn on the corner right there?
Exactly. I hope they got one too, because if not, then this is racial.
Maybe.
Dear yada, yada, yada. Violation reported for blah, blah, blah. This letter is to notify you that there's a violation of one of the covenants. Like we swore a solemn
oath. I know. Like we fucking pricked our fingers and made a blood pact with everyone to make sure our lawns are pristine.
Yeah, fucking Kathy, the PMI property management president, is up on the hill of Mount Sinai with
the
tablets.
You know why all your guys' lawns are nice? Because most of you fucking are home most of the time.
Yeah, we're not home.
Our home, okay, it's not even bad. The lawn is not bad.
We just got it mowed.
I know. It's not bad at all.
Get them out.
It's literally barely grown.
I want to know how much of a time it takes, you know, bureaucracy, you know, takes time.
Yeah.
When was this reported and when did we get the letter? Because we did let it grow out for a while, but we've had it mowed
for
a while ever since. Anyways, one of the covenants, like it's the Ark of the fucking Covenant. This is a friendly reminder. This is not friendly. That is, as an owner / resident of this association, you have agreed to the following governing documents by the community. I feel like we just went back into like fucking communism here. So, this is on April 30th. So yeah, it was before.
No, it was before. Yeah.
I didn't even read that part. On April 30th, we asked your cooperation in taking care of the following actions. Unkept lawn. Please treat lawn with weed and feed or sod and seed or running areas or mow and edge per rule 7.1. Maintenance of lots. Each owner at said owner's sole cost and expense shall promptly and continuously maintain, respair, and restored said owner's lot, including the yard and landscaping.
You know what would be funny is if we went to their next meeting and like disputed it.
Dude, we fucking should. That was April 30th. I can look up when we got it mowed.
Yeah, because you're messaging the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking 4 days later, get it fucking mowed. So how about you stop pressuring me and let me do things in my home on my own time?
Yeah, that's true.
Because no one gives a fuck. So you know what? Association, if you know we're here, fuck you.
We get a fucking letter in the mail tomorrow. Cannot have an LLC at this residence.
Per clause 9.2, you cannot speak any bad of the, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, if you're an HOA president, unless it's like, you know, the Beverly Hills or something, if you're here, no.
I mean, I would say if it's a high-end residential area, then yeah.
Would we consider us high-end?
I mean, No, it's nice, but no. I'm saying like a high-end, like mansions and very well-kept people.
Well, whoever sent that letter better learn to go hide in the hills.
Well, I don't even understand if there's enough time to worry about that shit.
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck? Most of the people that have problems are the fucking moms who haven't left the house in 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm just saying that's a fact. Or unemployed / their significant other is the one working, so they stay home. So every little, like, you know how like that's just part of the thing, like as a person, like as if you're not working, you will eventually find things that happen to your day that annoy you or whatever versus someone who, let's just say you work hard. Like, for example, I've had some days off. And now, like, I could give a fuck because I'm just glad to be home. I would never do such a thing. But when you're home for so long, you just look for things to do. You look for things to complain about.
Exactly. Everyone wants to complain, and that's fine. And that's totally fine.
That's not okay. It's not okay.
No, everyone likes to complain.
I think those people just need to be knocked out.
Okay, we all complain. I'm just saying there's just some...
No, we all complain. I'm talking about people who need to complain.
Oh, the need, a want and a need.
Yes, I need to complain. I need to have something going on because then it just fuels me.
I think those people have nothing else going on.
That's it. That's exactly it. They have nothing else going on.
A void in the heart can sometimes easily be filled with something negative.
Why'd your neck muscles flex? You said easily.
Some fucking crack.
You do that weird voice thing whenever you... Well, as
yeah, I don't know. But anyways, fucking happy Memorial Day weekend. I want to shout out to all the troops. One thing I always wondered, okay, talking about the troops. So if most combat is all with just weapons, right? Why are we so big on physical training? Like, when do they get into hand-to-hand combat anymore?
Like, when they're going in a like, fucking why are they enemy all building.
They have guns.
They still need to know that shit.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm just saying, like,
it's still fighting. Like, it's
how
still
often
part of
do
it?
You think that they're just, like, fist fighting? I mean...
Not often, but if you're in a building, it's close quarters. You never know. Might need it.
That's why you pull out the blicky.
Or you run out of ammo in close quarters.
Oh.
And you run at somebody.
Yeah.
And you got to disarm them.
Interesting.
Yeah. That would be... I've always thought it'd be cool. Like, you know, in the movies when, like, they run out of ammo and they run at the fucking guy and tackle him.
Yeah.
And then they pull out their fucking... It's like a knife on knife. It's pretty sick.
Are you throwing the gun first? As you're charging him,
yeah, like the like. Have you ever seen in Saving Private Ryan when the guy runs at him with the pistol, he hucks it at him. That's what I would do.
A fucking heart. Imagine it's like a fucking.
Or what's that one movie? I forgot it is. Fuck, I think it was Hacksaw Ridge, but I might be mistaken. Might have been another movie. It was definitely in Japan somewhere. I don't know. And they're like bayonet charging, and they fucking get this fucking guy just fucking hucks his rifle. The guy catches it, and he just tackles him. Fucking sick,
dude. It's fucking scary out there in the old jungle. Those jungle fighters, they fucking know. Because dude, we saw fucking the Pacific. No, they're used to the jungle and shit, dude. And they're like hiding under bamboo. That's
the Vietnamese, yeah, the Viet Cong.
Yes, they're hiding under fucking.
Did we even win that shit? I don't think we.
No, we lost.
I don't think there was a winner. It was just like, okay, we killed a bunch of people. Bye.
Yeah, and it was like, why are we here?
Yeah,
I don't think anyone knew. What's interesting, actually, I just watched this thing on this. So apparently there was like this big plane they were making that cost like millions of dollars or whatever. But every pilot was trained on this little tiny plane or whatever. Like every pilot was trained on it and no one was trained on the big ones. So what they did is they just armed the shit out of these little ones and sent them all over there because anyone could hop in and just fucking go.
That's sick.
And I was like, holy shit, that's crazy. Yeah. I think, I mean, if you could be in any war, which one you choosing? Not the ones where they line up and are just...
Like, well, the thing is, here we go. Like, each war, you got to think which... Like, World War II, for example, I would say I would definitely not want to be involved in, like, the Pacific, the jungles and the islands. I would not have been... But, I mean, all of it was pretty terrible.
That's the point of the question.
Probably...
The war on drugs. I'm on the drug side.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I think I'd have to go with, like, because you wouldn't want to go too far back, because if you're wounded, you're also probably most likely going to die, too.
Yeah.
I'm probably
How about this? Any war, you can bring one weapon with you back in time.
Oh, easily? Yeah, 300.
With an MG-42.
Give one fucking guy an MG-42 or, like, a fucking saw. Like this thing. Just give one of those guys with, like, a shit ton of cartridges. They're all dead. They're literally all dead. That would be sick. There's 300 Spartans and there's like a fucking 500,000 guys and you're sitting in the opening. Just have guys feeding ammo. You're going to win. That's all you need. The rest can take lunch.
All you need is an ammo guy and a barrel guy. You're done.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
And avoid the arrows. That's it.
I mean, just put a steel thing up with a little...
Yeah.
With the little peaky blinders.
That's literally it. Or one tank.
Or a nuke.
Well, that wouldn't be as fun.
You want to kill them one by one?
No, but I think it'd be cool to see the onslaught. You know what I mean? What?
I don't know.
A nuke just is, it's not.
It's kind of like poison. It's just out of taste. You know?
No, it's just like anticlimactic. Like you'd want to go back in time to see the damage you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I always thought was cool with the Roman soldiers is that they like made their armor have abs.
Oh, cool. Like they had definition around their pecs and stuff like that. Well, it was like
cum gutters.
That's not what I was going to say, but yeah, that'd probably be the battle I'd choose to have a machine gun in, or the Alamo.
The Alamo.
The Alamo would be sick.
I have a total question off topic, but it was brought up, I think last week at work. So I actually have someone, swear to God, who is asking me to be a surrogate for them. Okay. Not a surrogate, like
you,
Jesus.
You what?
That's
you,
what the girl does. Sorry. Yeah,
I'm like, you are going to care.
No.
I could see you doing that.
Oh my God, I fucked that up.
You would definitely do
I'm
that.
I'm just holding
if
it.
If you could, you would.
Oh, I'd hold it every time.
Yeah, and you'd
down.
Be walking and be like, hey,
it's for the baby. It's for the baby.
God, you'd love that attention.
No, God, shut up.
You would love
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, there is a person who found me off the work YouTube, found me on Instagram and just said that.
So they want you to come in a cup and then give it to them.
We didn't get as far as the details. I said no.
Well, that's what it is basically. You're not. I'm not. I doubt he's gonna be like, hey, come fuck my wife.
Well, it's his best friend's wife.
Yeah, he would just ask you to come in a cup,
and like turkey baste it.
Yeah, basically.
So what I'm asking you is, say I get married and we want to have a kid, and I go to you and I'm like, Z, I actually have a problem. Are you doing
like you're sterile?
Yeah. You doing it? But
yeah, but I would make sure there's transparency. I have no legal obligation to take care of
well,
it.
Well, of course.
It looks like 10 years later, you're in financial trouble. It's your kid. It's your kid. I'm doing it.
Do you think you could actually like do it? Do it?
Yeah.
But no. I'm saying no one knows. Okay. And so when you come over and he's like, Uncle Z, you're like, actually, my
yeah,
dad.
I can do it.
Yeah, no emotional attachment at all. Knowing that that's your flesh and blood.
No.
Really?
Fine.
You just cut it off just like that.
Yeah, I cut it off the second I gave it to you.
Oh. I'm saying, okay, he's like 10 now. And he's like, Uncle Z.
If anything, I'd be like, oh, thank God.
Thank God Jack has.
Because then I can have the part. Think about this. I could have the part that's like, dude, this is the friendship of that without having to deal with any other part.
You're the cool uncle and cool father.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. He doesn't have to know. But I'm saying, in my eyes, I'm like, I'm hanging out with this kid. That's my son, right? But now I don't have to take care of him. It's just like, come back and I see him again. Hey, what's up, man? Dope.
Hey. Do we tell him at like 18 or not?
Well, if God forbid something happened to you, then yeah, I'd be like, hey, I'm your dad, but like, still not doing anything.
I still don't have any legal obligations.
No, but.
Yeah.
I think it would be like in the back of my mind, I'd be like, oh shit, that's my kid.
Is a godfather thing, is that legally binding? You know, and like, that's my godfather. It's like,
you can get it legally binding, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But just like notarized, or is there an attorney involved?
I'm assuming it's
interesting.
It's an official thing.
Remember that movie? It's like kind of like a rom-com where like they're each other's, but like there's a guy and a girl, their best friends are married, then they die or whatever, and they left the kids to the care of their both of their best friends, so then they had to move in together. And they were like, this is kind of fucked. Why didn't they tell us this? Like,
oh, I don't know about that, but
yeah,
maybe. I would say in terms of like the person, like if you ask someone to be the godparent of your kid, that's if something happens to you, then you, mm-hmm. And I'm assuming money that they had also would be given to you for the kid or whatever. So,
okay.
But you have to agree to it and it's legally binding and shit.
Well, they didn't agree to it in the movie is what I'm saying. But
well, I'm assuming.
That, well, the whole thing was.
I'm assuming the director's like, well, we don't have to get all this in the movie. We don't have to get all the proceedings in the movie.
Yeah, well, they went on a date before and it didn't go well. Oh, that's another good point.
Don't point.
Sorry. So you're, okay. Okay, put yourself in the mindset of a woman, okay? You're going out, okay? Now, guys don't get drinks bought for them, right?
No, not really.
So what are you doing to like...
Well, not... It happens. It's not very common.
Yes,
it's not commonplace.
It does happen, yes.
It's not common practice.
It's just rarer. So you're a guy, you're a woman, you're out at the bar, you look pretty good, you know, you're not too
skimpy,
but you're showing off some things. It's like, hey, you know what, I'm showing off what God gave me, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Like, how are you getting him to know that you're
worth it?
No, that you're interested, but you're not just going to give up the goodies for no one. Like, are you breaking the touch barrier, grabbing the arm like a lot of them do? Or like, how are you going about that?
So you're asking me how I would go about wanting to fuck a dude?
No, you don't want to fuck him.
Then what am I doing there?
Well, you're in your 30s, so you're looking for love. But I'm saying like, no, you're not going to give it up on the first date. No, but you're interested, but you don't want to come off too strong. You don't want him to know you've done this 30 other times.
Yeah, that's true. That's
exactly.
Facts, yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm going to, you know, do one of the, I want to break the touch barrier, but... not in such an obvious way. It's like we're doing bumps in the bathroom and I'm like, put it on the key and his hand's shaking. So I just hold the hand so it stops shaking. So he's like, was she just
I feel like you've thought about this a lot more than I
was
have.
Was she stabilizing the key or was she actually wanting to touch me, and then you throw him off his game.
Well, the weird thing about this is because I'm a guy, I know how guys think, and if I was to go into that, it would be way easier because I know what a guy would want. So,
which is what?
It's just simple.
I know. Tell me.
Simplicity, no complications. You go in there the same way as if a woman came to you. I'm like, you guys, you're talking. You hit it off. You could feel the energy, and then
energy's good.
And then you just say, "All right, this is what I want. This is what I'm thinking. What do you think?"
That'll never
happen. Bam, done. Done.
That doesn't happen.
I know. That's what you just said. That's what I would do.
Women aren't necessarily, but they're not that.
But you just said me as a, you just said me.
You're right.
That's what I would do. Right there.
You would kill it. Holy fuck.
It's easy.
Telling him exactly what you want.
The guys have it hard. You got to have game. You got to have riz.
Oh.
Girls don't have to have anything. I think they just have to look good.
I think you, and I'm not going
to. To an extent, depending on the situation, girl, there might be a little things needed, but not the guy kind of has to pull all the weight in terms of like,
oh,
they got to
pull every string, pop it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to work the situation. You got to do this, that, and the third. You know, that's why with girls are so like, oh, that girl has game. There is no game. You don't need to have game.
Don't.
You don't.
Yeah. It's all on us.
That's why, dude, that's why when you see, let's be honest, we all see people as they are. You ever see a guy walking down the street and his girlfriend or wife, beautiful. Just beautiful, and he's just a goofy. I'm like, that's a guy with game, and that's why a guy. I'm not kidding you. Guys walk down the street, and you give the little nod. That's what it is, right there. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's respect. This guy gets it. You ever notice that? That's what you go down the street. You go like this to people you know. You go mm-hmm. up to people you know, down to people you don't.
Yep, exactly. And you know what I think? They're probably a way happier couple because you know what? She likes him for him.
He knows I'm at the top of my peak right now. I'm not giving that
up. He's happy. She's happy. Because it's the couples that like know that they look good together. They're like, you know, they get all the compliments or whatever the fuck. They're like,
Like oh you. God. You get all, you like having that. And
what do you mean? I'm single.
No, I know. I'm saying in that essence, like you're a big compliment guy.
Who doesn't like compliments?
Everybody does.
I don't feed off of others' validation. Mm. I like compliments. I eat them and I'm still hungry.
You do. You're a hungry growing boy.
Yep.
Yeah, you are.
I'm full. No, I'm saying that's probably the happier couple right there. Because you know what? She liked him for him. Because you know what? When you're fucking 45 and you both look like shit, you know what's going to matter is that guy still has his riz going. Still makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Fuck. And that's why guys like us just fucking thrive in life.
We're like cockroaches. We can live anywhere.
Yeah. I think you and I both have riz. I think we do.
Yeah. Definitely. Easily.
We've both seen each other in action, and it's...
I have to say, I salute you, sir.
I have to tip my cap to you, sir.
Yeah. I have a lot of unspoken riz, too.
You know what's funny is that you and I have never been... When the riz is actually going on, it's always off to the side.
Yeah, but we see the results.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We see the results. It's just funny. I'd love to be a little fly on the wall.
Like, oh, yeah, so would I. Or I look across and I see you and you're like little chuckles. You go, yeah. Makes me cringe.
What do you mean, my little? I'm not going,
I'm just kidding. I just like watching you. It's fun. You're just interesting to watch.
What do you mean?
You're just interesting to watch. You're a fun person to watch.
You're a watcher.
Like, you're an interesting person to observe.
In what way?
Just your mannerisms, everything. It's just really funny. And I think after so long, that's why it's funny.
What's funny is you always know what I'm doing. You always know what I'm up to.
Yeah, you always know what I'm up to.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, that's why it's fun.
Yeah.
That's why, Jack can be cleared on his own merits.
There was another thing I want to talk about.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's like now that we're adults, like, you know, we've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And is there like things as you're getting older now that you're kind of feel fucking stupid for not knowing? Like maybe it would be a dad thing that you should know.
Yes.
Like for example, the fucking filter on the air in the house.
Did Alex tell you about that?
No, I was there when your dad changed it out.
You were there? Did you see the old one?
Yes.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
I'm saying, in my head, I'm like, our dads are laughing. I'm like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you laughing at? You taught us everything. We know this is your fault.
My dad told me every 3 months. We didn't touch it at Florence for 4 fucking years.
No. And I'm saying, I felt stupid. I'm saying, okay, as you're growing up, you're just soaking up all this knowledge as an adult, trying to learn, okay, mm-hmm. this is that. You have so many things on your plate that you're thinking about all the time. Like, I don't know if that's you, but like, that's me.
No,
like,
no, yeah,
when I'm in bed, before I go to bed, I'm thinking mm-hmm. about all these things. Yes. Like, it doesn't even have to matter. It could be just small things about being an adult. I'm like, okay, well, I need to make sure I do that. And mm-hmm. there's so many, and that's one of the things that slipped through the cracks. And our dads are laughing. And I'm like, yeah. I felt so stupid. I'm like, okay, I honestly didn't know. It's a new house. We moved in.
I figured
no one's lived in this house before us.
Yeah. So, dude, the thing is, this just happened. And the thing is when it gets so bad that I don't even want to Google it because I'm just like, it just feels like a failure. I can't get the, you know, in like a lotion bottle, get the thing to spring up.
I've had.
I watched a tutorial. Some 12-year-old kid is showing me how to do this thing. I'm sitting there. I'm like, dude, counterclockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't have it up.
In our shower, if you go up there right now, there's a Sarave thing. It's for.
Sarave or Suave?
I don't know what. Sarave. I don't know. Okay. It's for your skin. It's like a moisturizer / like body wash thing mm-hmm. that kind of cleans your pores because they get dirty at work, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it's good for your. So I usually, all the time, if you go up there, it's off the threads, hanging off because I couldn't get the thing to go up. And so if you go up there, it's just hanging on. And then Alex will screw back on. I just screw back up because I'm like, I don't know how to get the thing to
pop up. All I do is just, I stick the little tube in and then whatever's on the tube,
yeah.
I grab the tube in my hand. And I'm like, I guess that's enough.
I've done that. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. But usually like, I'm saying, I think like few of them, I think it's like a twist and a pull. But like I twisted and pulled and it didn't work.
I pulled that thing towards like I'm gonna snap.
Yeah, that's why I just said fuck it. I'll just dump it all out.
I got both my feet on it. And like, it's fucking ridiculous, dude. No, what's absolutely just bonkers to me.
It's like just bonkers.
Like we know how to find the area of a rhombus.
Yeah,
we were taught this shit. When have I used it?
Never. Yeah.
Never.
Unless you're gonna be an architect or something. Who gives a fuck? What?
I don't know. Who the fuck was going to be an architect in our class? It's just, it's ridiculous. We knew rhombuses, cones, parallelograms.
Yeah. It's pre-calculus.
Teach me how to open the Dove Men Plus Care lotion bottle because I'm trying to start.
Well, I think that's just common sense.
I'm trying to moisturize.
Well, that's not exactly a life skill, but that's just something you should probably learn.
It's needed, dude. My hands were getting dry.
Well, I just.
My hands are dry.
I just opened the whole thing and just glug, glug, glug.
The old glug glug, huh?
Yeah, and I just dumped it on my hands, and I got more than enough.
I just can't have too much because it leaves it very oily, and I don't like things on my hands. That's my little OCD thing.
Well, lotion does make your hands a little oily.
That's why I don't like it.
So then why are you stressing about it?
Because my hands are getting dry.
Your hands are getting dry?
Well, you know the little pussy part here?
Between your thumb and your index?
It just seems crummy, you know?
Crummy?
Like crumbs. Not that there's
like
crumbs,
like you're fucking white. Chalky? Yeah, like if you rub chalk together, the white stuff comes out, like your dead skin, it's dry. It's that dry?
But only in the, what is it? Is that a membrane? What is that?
No, I don't think it's a membrane. I think that's just the extra skin between your fingers.
Well, because you have to have that to move them. Yes.
Well, I don't think you need the skin, right? It's the tendons.
That's not a tendon in there, is it? I think the tendon goes back.
Well, look, if you feel right here, that's what. If you push this, that your thumb goes.
You ever thought, like, if because we're skinny, this little part right here, great for bumps. Like, see how it makes a little, like a bowl?
Oh, mine kind of does.
See that? Dude, look at that.
Yours is a little more, the bigger indentation than mine. Mine's kind of slanted.
Dude, remember in second grade, people would be like, yeah, are you double jointed? It was the coolest thing. It's like, yeah, take your shark tooth necklace off.
And yeah, that's so fucking dumb.
Did you wear one of those?
No.
No. I think I had one in like first or second grade. Thing is, I never went to a tropical place. I don't know where it was.
Well, we went to like Hawaii and Florida and stuff. I just stuck with like the shirts. Like, oh, Hawaii shirt. Oh, Florida shirt. That's cool.
Yeah. Or like Stanford.
Never the puka shells or the.
No, I never did that.
Or the shark tooth.
Yeah. But also we were in Oregon. I was like, I know who wear though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big fan of them. A long time. And still, I think sometimes.
I think still. Yeah.
Yeah. I respect sticking with the craft. Very bold.
He knew what he liked.
Very bold.
Can I ask you a question? I can't do it because of work, but I would love to bleach my hair. I've said that a million times. Can you give me an honest opinion? Would it look good? But the thing is, I was looking at pictures. Apparently there's only Zac Efron as reference to this. Not dyeing the beard though.
Yeah, it might look a little strange.
But like,
or you bleach. Just dye it and you just keep the beard very short.
Well, no, I'm saying just same beard, bleached. And then one eyebrow. No, I'm kidding.
Would it look good? I don't know. I have to see it.
Ah, fuck. There's probably a filter for that or something.
But I don't know if that would be the same. That's like when you're online looking at Ray-Bans. Like, oh, here, use your webcam. This is exactly how it's going to look. And then you order them and you're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. It does not look the same.
You either look like Ben Franklin or those ones in Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, I've done, dude. I remember one time I was on the Ray-Ban side. I'm like, when they first had that feature, and I'm like, dude, this is sick. And I'm trying to like, you look great. I'm like, yeah, let's get these. And they come in, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And all I remember is like, oh, use your webcam. I'm like, fuck, which USB is it? And you try to plug it in. And then it's like, you got to download the driver for it. Yeah. I'm like, is this even worth it? Just order the fucking things. It's like Microsoft LifeCam. It's an update. Like, fuck off. Just show me what I look like. Show me the drip. Is it called drip?
Download Real Player.
Dude,
I'm not downloading Real Player.
Real Player 7.
Yeah, that's what it always was.
There
yeah.
wasn't a 1 through 6, I bet.
I don't know. It just went right to 7. Yeah. But you remember that? It would say, download Real Player 7. Yeah.
The thing is, I want to know who made that. Did they make a ton of money? Because that was everywhere.
They had to. If Microsoft had it, they probably sold it to them.
Real Player 7? I thought that was just like a virus, right? Because every like website was like, download Real Player 7 to watch.
But I think Real Player 7 was a real program that was used by people.
Oh, but this was a fake one.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah.
The same one, you know, what are those ones called? It's called something web security. That's a pop-up virus. That's a big one. It starts with an M. McAfee. McAfee. Yeah. Like, obviously that's a real thing, but like this one's a pop-up virus that just says that.
I've heard the real one is even bad. Because they're stealing a ton of data.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah. It's like pre-installed on shit, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And there's one that's just literally, it's that, but it's just a pop-up virus basically. Huh.
That's interesting. Yeah, I...
Like, literally, and it's just a pop-up bomb, basically. Just fucking overfloods your shit.
Have you ever... I've encountered it a few times where, like, you go to a website, and it's like, whoa, this... It's like, I have to download Adobe Flash to fucking...
Oh, yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's fuck. Or, like, you go to the website, and it just... You could just tell when you go to a website that it's like, hey, this is not...
This is pure HTML, and yeah, this,
and then it's just like, there's nothing written. It's a blank page with, like, a banner. Yeah. And then at the bottom, it's just like 5 lines of text underlined, like download this for Microsoft, download this for Apple. I'm like, that's not it.
Yeah. Also, those might be the ones you can trust, though. You know, it's like you're the old guy on the block that like, you know, knows, you know, how to make a good cup of tea or something. I don't think that's no.
No. Like, have you ever like, especially when you're looking around, I think I was trying to find a different, because some of the old Battlefronts, I was trying to find the games online, and because it's not on Steam or anything like that.
Illegally.
And I was trying to find them. And so I found this site that had like a bunch of them, and I was trying to find Command & Conquer Red Alert 2.
Oh, that was a good one.
Banger game. And so I was trying to find, I finally found this fucking spot that had it. And then I fucking downloaded it. It was on my computer, blah, blah, blah. And I bought them. And then I just, because it was in a pack, you had to buy all the Command & Conquer. I'm like, fine, fuck.
Of course.
I'm like, of course I can't buy the one for fucking $6. I'd buy all of them for $35.
The mega bundle.
Yeah, it's like, okay, whatever. And so I downloaded it, and then I fucking, it was on a file, and then I tried to open it, and it just wouldn't open. It was like a corrupted file. And then so basically the site was just a fucking scam. They just took my money.
Dude, there was one time at work, there was like this kind of guy that works for us, kind of not. He's like a traveling salesman, really old. I don't know if he works for us. I don't fucking know.
Anyways, wait, he's a traveling salesman for the Northwest Bus?
Yeah, or Vegas. Or he's been in the industry so fucking long that he has these customers and he kind of brokers things and he kind of works for... Anyways, really old. So he's telling me like this old laptop isn't working. I'm like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to download a new copy of Windows 7 on it, right? So I pirate one and it's fucking team viewered in. Fucking virus. There's porn coming up and everything.
Just a pop-up bomb.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, he's like, Jax, what's going on?
Is
like,
that supposed to be happening? This is part of it.
I was like, this is part of the process. It means it's working.
Yeah.
Like,
it means it's working through it all. Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, your whole thing's toast. You got to chuck it.
Hey, no, it's just got a warranty on this, huh?
Dude, Wyatt bought his truck. Yeah. Fucking thing shut off while he was driving.
Ooh, that's a big fear of mine.
Fucking got to replace some ball joints and he's not a happy camper. That car lot fucked him.
Well, I think that's kind of the risk you take when you're buying a car with a lot of miles and et cetera, et cetera.
It was a 7.3 power stroke, man.
Like, I know you guys kept saying that, but now look.
Yeah. You're right. He'll figure it out. I said, call him. I was like, call the dealership. He's like, no, I'm a mechanic. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I 100% would have called him. Just be like, hey, I'm not doing this shit.
Hey, you're about to get the nastiest Google review, Jared, unless you fix my fucking bushings.
Or I'm going to send in the Fox for the Carfax.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get everything I need to know.
Yeah, and he's going to put that fucking nose right up that fucking...
So show me the Carfax. It's a Fox, right?
It's the Carfax Fox. It's the Carfax Fox.
Or is it a Car Fox?
It's the Carfax Fox. Who gives you the facts on the
But why car. why a fox if it's not called Car Fox?
Well, because
they
I
want
think
the facts,
facts
on the car, and fox is different
is
than facts.
The facts, yeah. Because if you were just like, show me the Car Fox, I just imagine like a little family of foxes, you know, driving. I cannot be late to work today. He's got a little like a Sherlock Holmes hat on.
Do you think you'd make it on Wall Street for like a couple months?
How much drugs I got?
Well, first of all, you're in New York, so I mean,
I got drugs.
That's the city that never sleeps.
Yep, I'm making it.
I think I'm making it too.
2 weeks? What do you mean? That's it?
No, I don't know. I'm saying, are you making it in Wall Street for like a few months? Like, you could go on a full rotation. I think I'd get into a routine, and I would just be able to.
I think you and I, if we showed up there,
I mean, I already basically have done that in my life before, so it's just I get to go in an office now instead of, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is like staying up super late and then
going to work and trading shit.
No, I'm saying I meant like, because like those fucking Wall Street guys are hardcore fucking partiers, dude. They party hard.
Work all day, party all night, baby. This is what I'm saying. You give us a couple minutes, we're good. A couple days, we're great. You give us a couple weeks. If you give us 2 weeks of a learning curve, a fuck ton of drugs, you and I are going to be at the top waving the shit, yelling at the fucking
cameras.
Yeah,
I would love to be, dude, is it me or like the trade floor kind of looks fucking sick.
I don't know why you have to go there. You just download each.
I understand back in like the 80s and stuff because everything was more like on paper and stuff, more than computers.
Imagine being like, I will take $1 million of whatever.
Dude, but being like a Wall Street guy back then was probably a heyday. Yeah. Because you remember that thing we were watching on Vice, that guy was interviewed? Because back then there was no cap on bonuses, on anything. So some people's bonuses were 8 times their salary. Like they're making $2 million in bonus because there's no cap on it.
Holy shit.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. I think there's a lot.
Then the SEC had to come in. Take away all the fun.
I think there's a lot of bad that goes on.
Oh, there's a ton of bad.
Yeah. But God, do they fucking just know.
Showing up in the same suit from yesterday, from the night before.
Oh, God, dude.
But okay, it would be kind of fun. Like
if we were good, naturally good at it.
Naturally good at it.
I think
we
would be.
And you had a lot of money. So then you were like, you're chilling.
Well, we'd have to make the money.
Well, no shit, but I'm just saying.
I think we would kill it. I think the first week is going to be a tough learning curve. Then we're going to get in that groove. And then and then
maybe get hired by like a Bernie Madoff kind of guy who's a scam artist. So then we resolve all responsibility.
Exactly. All he's going to do is hear one of us in our speeches, dude. And he's going to be like, huh. He's be like, hey, kid, you know, come up to the front room. Then everyone hates you.
Are you going to be a by the book guy? Or are you going to be like maybe a tad misleading the shareholders? I think everyone has to mislead. There's no way if you're looking between you and making money, you're not going to give little fibs or little positive reinforcement on something you know is not that good. There's no way. And there's no way to track every time you mislead the shareholders. No way.
Here's what I'll tell you. I don't lie. I will withhold some facts though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a great option? It could be.
Will this save your family from financial ruin? Maybe.
Maybe. Here's all the pros. Just maybe not list all the cons. Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't be. If I'm on Wall Street, I'll be a sleazebag.
I mean, well, once you get that first check, I'm going to be a sleazebag.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I'll grow the chest hair out of a nice Cuban link, you know, a cigar. Drinking whiskey out of a decanter.
What's a decanter?
It's like the thing you have, you know, where you put in the glass bottle.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it was like a normal bottle.
I believe it's called a decanter. I think it aerates it somehow.
The lid's on.
Oxygen in, carbon dioxide out. I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking wizard. I don't.
Wizard.
I don't make I don't do alchemy. I don't know.
I don't got anything else.
We're 40. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right there.
Thanks for checking us out.
Oh, Patreon. Fuck.
Make sure you check out patreon.com/ATLT. Oh, hey, for the one guy on Patreon, there you go. You're welcome. Anyways, thanks for checking us out. Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish. And make sure you check out State Champ Podcasts. They're still doing their restructuring. Weirdly Artistic Podcast, yada, yada, yada. Make sure you check out PuffTag.com. Just check it out, yeah. And Z, where can they find you?
They can find me at Isaiah_Lesney on Instagram. James, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_Spence or both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram. That'll pretty much do it for you. We'll see you next week.
And see ya.
Let's get rowdy up in here.